Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network, live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prisca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now,
well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning and welcome to T Florida on this U.S. Open weekend, this Father's Day weekend. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studios on the 17th of June. Just a spectacular, muggy, sultry day down here in sunny St. Pete, Florida. And we've got John Rieger on the line. We've got Kerry McNally in the house, the house comedian, videographer, jack of all trades in the world of media. We'll be talking to Kerry, who'll be carrying the show. And then, of course, Patty the Cart Girl. We are located upstairs in the Full Swing clubhouse that we just opened up 3 weeks ago. Tom Gribben decided to circle the wagons and bring us an entertainment package that we're going to share with you on a weekly basis and have a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to it, Tom.
Yeah, looking forward to it, too. And, of course, Kerry's the best golfer of the bunch.
No. The guy on hold might be pretty decent.
Well, I'm not counting him yet. Yeah. Of course.
PGA American professional, John Rieger. He's up there at the Wanamaker course, hotter than Hades. What's going on, brother?
Well, you know, on the Tee Florida Golf, we certainly get around. And here we are today at the PGA Golf Club. I'm the tournament director for the 6th annual Florida Sports Hall of Fame Celebrity Golf Classic. And last night we had a VIP reception. And we announced the incoming class of 2023 for November for our new enshrined members. And one of them was Vince Carter, the famous basketball player, NBA star, and has been involved with 4 decades of playing in the NBA. So he's a local here from Florida. So in November, we'll induct him in here. But, yes, we're down at the PGA Golf Club. Beautiful place. A nice little cool breeze blowing in off the Atlantic Ocean right now. And we're underway. We've been on the course about 2 hours here, and we've raised a boatload of money for the Boys and Girls Club of St. Lucie. And we're looking forward to a nice awards luncheon in a few minutes here when we get done. So all in all, a successful Florida Sports Hall of Fame Celebrity Golf Classic. We've got James Jones, who is an enshrinee. He is from the Gators and played the Detroit Lions. Our friend Barry Smith is here, and he's the consummate Seminole there. And Johnny Townsend, the punter from the Gators. Years past, Rick Ankiel, who was an enshrinee from the baseball world last year, and William Floyd, who in his rookie year was the first one to run for a touchdown in a postseason game and also was part of the Super Bowl champion 49ers. And the list goes on and on and on. And actually, on the first hole, we have Gabby Powell. For our listeners out there, if you just go to Instagram and you type in Gabby Powell, G-A-B-I, and then Powell, P-O-W-E-L, she is probably one of the most beautiful women in the world, and she hits the ball longer than most women in the world. She's a long drive champion, and she's hitting drives for us out on the first tee. And then also we have Petey Borgia, who's a tour player, and he's participating, helping out on the sixth hole. We call him the pin seeker, to making sure everybody hits it close. So all in all, we're having a great time down here at Port St. Lucie for the 6th annual Florida Sports Hall of Fame. If you follow the John Rieger report, you'll see that we covered that earlier in the week on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. So with that, that's where we are on the Tee Florida. We certainly get around.
Well, I tell you what, I guarantee you, the four of us here and yourself, there is not another golf production in Florida that has the setting that we now will have on a weekly basis up here in the 19th hole, Kerry McNally. I mean, you got the full, we got 2 full swings. You're on hole number one at Pebble Beach, a track you know very well. Tom Gribben already hit number one at Pebble Beach. And Patty and I will get ready for our short putts here when you guys put it on in regulation.
I'm trying to figure out how do we get Patty up here with an actual golf cart filled with delicious beverages.
If anybody can figure it out, it's Mark Ferguson.
And if you guys ever heard of a crane, we can crane that baby in on the back porch.
No, if you're going to come up here, you are going to get what's called the full swing. This is the latest digital technology. And if you've ever had the privilege to play Pebble Beach, I've looked at this full swing. I've been fortunate enough to play it about 6 or 7 times through my TV gig. It is exactly what you're going to see out there on the course. So that's exhilarating, but it's upstairs at Ferg's. So you've got a full bar, you've got great food, you've got great atmosphere, it's air conditioned, and you can play any course that you really want.
Yeah,
exactly. If you want to play Old Head out in Ireland, if you want to play Bandon Dunes, Whistling Straits, you just dial it in on the computer and go for it.
And Kerry, it's so realistic that when I hooked it into those trees there, see that, the neighbors came out and yelled at me.
I know.
Well, if it was the neighbors at the AT&T, at the U.S. Open, at the L.A. Country Club,
right,
it would have been Lionel Richie.
Right, exactly.
You see that little pad that Lionel Richie has there, John Rager?
Yeah, that little cottage.
He's not.
Oh, it's awesome time there. Absolutely awesome. Hey, you know, Kerry, you made me think about something here. So, you know, playing at Pebble Beach, you know, one beer costs at least $24.50 out there. But playing on our simulators at Pebble Beach, you could get a bucket of beer probably for under $20.
Exactly. That's the other part of it, too. It's infinitely less expensive than getting on an airplane, getting a five-star hotel. You come up here to Ferg's. This is basically Topgolf indoors, air-conditioned, with better food, better friends, and better drinks. And it's right here, right on Central Avenue, right across from the Trop.
Just absolutely. And if anybody's listening here, just tell them Mike Rickard sent you.
Yeah, exactly. And they'll go the other direction. Hey, In his haste, Kerry asked me to hit a ball. I looked up, and I think it went. It didn't even hit the screen. I don't think it hit the screen as I was running.
Well, that's
off.
Why you're president of Hack Nation.
Yeah, exactly.
But, well, you know what? At least you didn't put any mustard on it. That's for sure. So that's a plus.
Well, the mustard caper, which you thought was a work of art, or the start of it. We got the screen replaced, so we have the upper course and the lower course ready to roll all weekend long. So come on down to Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Hey John, why don't we? It's obvious there's something happening in L.A. right now. Why don't we talk a little U.S. Open? I love the fact that Ricky Fowler has a personality. You would love him, Patty. He's a pretty boy, nice kid, and
shallow.
Yeah,
I mean a little.
I am.
I am, and I am. I'm talking as.
All right, that's why I'm here. Never mind.
I love the kid.
Shallow.
I love the kid. He's only 34, and they said he was washed up, and he breaks the record. Of course, he had to share that at 62. But what a start to the U.S. Open, and he's got a one-stroke lead at 10 under right now, John. And I'm looking forward to the weekend because that top 10, there's a lot of people lurking, going to be coming after. Young Ricky today.
Well, I'll tell you what, something very unusual. He tied the low 36-hole score total that Victor Hovland had in 2014. And more remarkable, he has birdied half of the 18 holes, meaning half the 36 holes he's played, he's birdied them. So he's played 36 holes. He's birdied. He's had a few bogeys out there, but just remarkable performance. And we're all rooting for him to keep up this momentum. And the USGA, it's interesting on the course setup, because normally they're not known for having scores this low after 36, but I think it's just a combination. Even though the rough is super, super deep, almost knee-deep in some places, I think that what's happened this week is they've had a little moisture, a little overcast, a little cooler out there, and the greens aren't as firm as they anticipated, even when they tricked up the pin placements a little bit. The scores did get higher yesterday. So I would look for the scores now just to go more normal. I think if you can, if he can just shoot a couple under par today and tomorrow, I think he's gonna take it.
I think the rain really tamed it. I agree with that.
I agree.
Although Brooks wouldn't agree.
I'm just starting to like Brooks Koepka, guys. And then he whines that this isn't his kind of a deal because the scores were so low. And I don't like someone that uses that excuse on why he's not performing at this event. You know, different courses, different horses for different courses.
Yeah.
And he's saying no. And if you look at his track record, there have been very, very competitive scores when he has won a major. But when he gave me that excuse yesterday, I thought, you know, that's sad. Let's go over that top 10. Ricky Fowler at 10 under. Wyndham Clark, 9 under. Rory McIlroy sitting there at 8 under. Dustin Johnson and Scotty Scheffler. And when you're looking at a top 10 like that, Kerry, lurking, and even John Rahm at 3 under.
Oh, yeah, they're all there. It's going to be really exciting tomorrow. And two notables that missed the cut. Phil Mickelson and Jordan Spieth.
Wait a minute. Justin Thomas.
And Justin Thomas.
Over.
JT.
81 yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that speaks volumes about the track. The setup, the fescue is really punitive. And a lot of people, very few people have had a chance to play that golf course because it's under the radar. It's members only.
They didn't want anybody playing it.
Yep. It was a big controversy at the top level of the membership. They didn't. A lot of private clubs don't want to host a major. If you have the...
There's your course up.
It's any number of reasons, but I commend
the caddies are in the pool.
All the caddies are in the pool. Some of them are not wearing tops.
Some of them are baby Ruths.
Total chaos. Gophers in the irrigation system. It's out of control out there.
Yeah, you know, and caddies in the pool eating sticker bars, I might add.
No, I just told you, the baby Ruth. It was a baby Ruth, bro.
The best line of that scene is where he bites it and he goes, "It's not that bad."
Everybody's flying out of the pool. Yeah, another classic from our favorite, of
the
course.
Music from Jaws.
Yeah, Caddyshack.
But, yeah, hey, I was just thinking, you talk about Brooks Koepka one and everything. About the golf course, if he was playing under simulators, he could just change the golf course right in the middle of the round. Oh, I don't like this golf course. I want to go play Augusta National now. Right in the middle of the round, you can make those changes.
And I
only want to play 54 holes, too.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you're good to go.
You can wear shorts and Fergs, too, when you play. You don't have to wear the long pants like you do in the U.S. Open.
Hey, Fergs, you can LIV, PGA, IGA,
DP,
DM, whatever.
And don't forget IPA at Fergs, too.
IPAs, DPAs.
And
I want everybody to sign an NDA at this point. This is out of control.
Hey, and we have Ice Pick Vodka, of course. I was with Fred Forsley, the owner, founder. It's distilled right here in Cocoa Beach, by the way. And basically, we're calling the competition for Tito's. A little more reasonably priced, but it's nice and smooth. Had one the other day with Fred, and I told him we would get the Ice Pick studio.
I had a comedy club in Cocoa Beach.
Did you really?
Yeah, I love that place.
Where didn't you have a comedy club?
And the only people who didn't surf were the comics. They just sat around dressed in black, smoking cigarettes, watching
coconuts in Cocoa Beach.
Exactly.
From the Department of Redundancy Departments.
Well, you know what, though? When you talked about comedians, I've loved some of the history the first 2 days that they've done relative to the city of Los Angeles, the world of golf, and how the celebrities going back to the 20s, including Harpo Marx and even the Three Stooges. Those guys loved the game of golf.
Yes.
And it was always at the forefront of entertainment. And we know all this. You know, Bob Hope Classic, the Andy Williams, the Bing Crosby, the Jackie Gleason.
All the history is fantastic.
Let me give you guys a quick history lesson there. This golf course was built in 1928, and they didn't allow actors. They didn't allow actors to be members at all. And they asked Groucho Marx about it, and this is where he came up with that famous quote. He goes, "Any club that would have me as a member, I wouldn't want to be a member of."
Right.
Well, one time he went out to the track and he didn't have a shirt on. I heard this yesterday, and they said you cannot come back if you don't wear a shirt. He showed up the next day in his underwear. You did not say pants. I mean, he must have been just one wild dude, man.
Sounds like Keith Moon.
Not to be confused with Stiffwood's Country Club, where you have to have a member to be a member.
I thought
that's a good one.
Rival me on trivia from Kelly.
No, I actually played out there at Stiffwood's. I played in a charity event. It was sponsored by Legs Pantyhose, and it was in honor of the great comedian Richard Pryor. It was called the Pryor Legs Open, and it was unlike any other tournament.
Oh, here we go.
Hey, Tom, I tell you what we need to do. At the next show, Tom, can you bring like a cymbal, a little drum and a cymbal? Exactly. We need some sound effects on these jokes.
The next thing he's going to say is the best two balls he hit all day was when he stepped on that rake in the sand trap.
Absolutely.
On the tee, Florida, where you're going to get humor, you're going to get insight into the great game of golf, thanks to John Rager.
Put him.
And we've got
there you go.
We've got our Cart Gallen, and of course, Kerry McNally, the man of many hats, as we talk about the great game of golf each and every week down here at Fergs. We're going to be moving to Thursdays from 5 to 7. And that actually, now we firmed the date up today, and that is the 13th of July. And we're going to have Great Bay involved, Budweiser, Michelob Ultra, Yingling. We're going to have Ice Pick involved, a lot of giveaways. I've got Toby Hall, who's going to, he played for the White Sox as well as the Rays. He's a great guy, lives in the area. And Oresti Estrada, who I have on often, who was with the Rays and the Marlins. We'll have a long drive contest that night. Patty will be, what's your drink, dear? The Bye Bye Birdie?
Yes, the Bye Bye Birdie. We actually
What's in the Bye Bye Birdie, Patty?
Listen to the ingredients of this cocktail.
Here we go.
As soon as I can find them, because I have them.
Well, stacked. I can tell you one thing. Ice Pick Vodka is
yes,
at the core
absolutely.
Of it.
Everything What's that we're going to have.
What are the dates? Yeah.
That is the 13th of July, 5 to 7.
Okay, so the
Thursday.
So the Bye Bye Birdie is Ice Pick Vodka, St. Germain Elderflower Liqueur, simple syrup, and then fresh mint.
Ooh.
Yeah,
very delicious.
Tasty. Chilled.
Oh, always. Chill.
On a day like today.
Order a double, it'll turn into a bogey.
Yeah, so we'll have a couple
yeah. for one. I like that. There you go. Do you want to bogey that cocktail? You like that,
I'm
John?
Feeling that.
Like that, Rager?
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I absolutely love that. So let's see. So July 13th, 5 to 7. God. Be there, be square. We're looking forward to it.
Well, I know, John, you've probably bogeyed a few cocktails in your day and probably bogeyed a couple last night. Let's just talk real quick back and get back to the event you're at. Vince Carter, I actually broadcast, if you remember.
I love Vince. I really
do. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love his broadcasts.
He's a great guy.
Have you met Vince?
Yes, I have. Great guy.
Seems like a superb guy. But I was at the induction on November 2nd for Barry Smith, and that was a great event. And I'm looking forward to next year. But you've got another stellar class coming in.
We do. We just sent the press release out yesterday. And so Vince was the one that represented the incoming class here at the tournament. But we have several other. We have Jeff Johnson, who's one of the all-time best college coaches for baseball in the United States. He hasn't committed yet, but we have Matt Robinson playing in the tournament, who's a good friend of Tom Coughlin. And Tom's from the Jacksonville area, and this is where we're going to have our enshrinement on November 8th. And he's going to go in. And we actually have Ashlyn Harris as one of the greatest women's college soccer players of all time. Plus, we have Shannon Miller, who was a gymnast. And she was one of the top gymnasts all time. So we've got a nice class. I think we got 7 or 8 folks going in. We previewed them yesterday. We had a big jumbotron out there. We had open bar. We had hors d'oeuvres. We had a huge silent auction. We raised thousands and thousands of dollars for the Boys and Girls Club. And we're looking forward to our enshrinement in November. Mike, you're definitely going to be there. I know you have to be there because I'm going to be there as vice president of this outfit, helping out running the enshrinement. So with that, it's going to be a great time for everybody. Tom, Patty, Carrie, you're all invited to come on up. We're going to do it at the Jacksonville Theater. The city of Jacksonville has become our $50,000 title sponsor, and it's going to be a wonderful time.
Well, I'm going to try and make it. That really sounds great.
We'll go together. We'll take the Traveling Road Show, and then next year, the NFL Super Bowl Golf, we will take the Traveling Road Show as well. And, of course, John, you're the point man in that as well. How many of these tournaments in the past have you done? You're very organized. I saw your diligence at that event, and I'm sure this is spectacular in the logistics and the operations now with you at the helm, even though your life is as chaotic as mine right now.
Well, it's certainly a good time. If there's some way that people can give back, that's my way of giving back, is helping with these tournaments and running them. And, you know, they're very well organized. They're first class. The amenities are wonderful. It's all about the people get involved. Most of the tournaments I run these days now are celebrity tournaments. People love to play golf with their favorites. They really do. Whether it's a basketball player, baseball player, men and women now. In fact, one of our celebrities out here, very interesting, Valeria Ochoa. She's a female tour professional. She doesn't play the tour anymore, but she was on the first big break, or the first couple big breaks out there on the Golf Channel.
She was? That was a great show on the Golf Channel.
Yeah. And so she's out here helping us out, and they just absolutely love her. And then Gabby Powell on that first whole long drive. You know, Gabby's about 6'1", and she just absolutely, she hits it. Like she's hit drives all day long for the players on the first hole. She's averaging 350 off the tee, just hitting tee shots out there.
You don't need Matt Davidson with his golf ball launcher.
Did I hear 350?
350.
Oh Lord, and she's not playing.
No, she's a long drive contest world champion. It sounds like.
Well, you know, Gabby has a lot of parallels to our own Patty Suzette. Big on social media. She's out there, and people love her.
Well, we've got to, I said, Patty the putter, the putting queen. We've got to come up with something where she becomes, and under Tom's.
I was going to say, as long as you're willing to teach me how to putt.
Well, the man right there, with his own private in his backyard. Perfect. By the way, I'm moving in your neighborhood, so if you see me climbing over your fence.
Oh, that'd be great. You're welcome anytime.
Your wife will get the shotgun
out. As long as you pay your dues, that's good.
Exactly.
Hey, you know what's really cool about that for our listeners out there, though, when they start talking about putting and things? You know, if you don't have a lot of time, always have some golf balls and a putter in your car. You can stop by just about any public golf course and sneak out in the putting green and just hit putts for about 15 minutes. So, Patty, when you learn how to putt, if you're just driving down the road one day, 5-10 minutes at a putting green, hit a few putts. Because putting is all about touch and feel. It's what it is. Just hand-eye coordination, touch and feel. When Tom gives you a lesson, I know it's going to be the blind leading the blind, but there's about 1,700 different styles of putting, so just keep in mind, if one thing doesn't work, we got plenty of styles for you.
Hey, let's put this to rest. I'll take her under my wing.
Oh, here we go.
By the way, we all have an open invitation.
Well, Safety Country Club. Mike is going to teach Patty how to putt.
We all have an open invitation from Bill Butner anytime we want to do that over at the St. Pete Country Club.
Let's do that.
So if you're in the neighborhood.
Believe me, they won't be throwing Patty off the course. They might throw you and I. We show up with the putters rolling into the parking lot, like John said.
I'm in the Cart Jockey Hall of Fame over there.
I'm not wearing any pants.
I won't wear a shirt. You won't wear a pair. There it is. Hey, we got to take a break on that. We could go a lot further than that and create some problems.
Anything. I'm like, I think I'll get myself in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be back here on the T Florida. We're going to have a nice conversation. Talking to a couple of last week, we talked to a young entrepreneur, and we're going to talk to a couple entrepreneurs about their venture called Foreplay. We'll be back on the T Florida live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. What a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club Rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an Adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back on the tee, Florida, on this U.S. Open weekend, this Father's Day weekend, June 17th, 2023. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. I proved that earlier today. And, of course, we've got the All-Star variety pack, I guess you'd call it. We've got a professional up there in on the East Coast, and John Rager. We've got Kerry McNally, Patty Suzette, and St. Pete's most interesting man, Tom Gribben. This is a blast on Saturdays. We'll get even more and more and more interactive on Thursdays when we bring people down here to party. And you're the king of throwing parties. Well, you two are together. You put Patty and Tom together, and the parties are going to be spectacular.
He's here to make sure that Ice Pick Vodka is properly represented.
Well, I love you. And by the way, Rager, you forgot to hit me up. I would have got you a couple of handles. I didn't know what they were talking about, handles. Handles is like that half gallon, you know this.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Handle is a big, big jug of vodka.
Well, I tell you what, at the NFL alumni Super Bowl golf, John Rager had a handle.
I'm proud of him.
Hey, it was hot up there. He was stressed. So I'll make sure.
That really helps the heat, yeah.
It did, didn't it, John?
Hey, you would have been proud of me down here at the PGA Golf Club. You know, it's owned by and operated by the PGA of America, which is the organization I'm a member of. And so I actually met with the food and beverage director, and I didn't drink all that Ice Pick vodka that one day up at the NFL alumni. I actually had two handles there, so I saved one and brought one down here for them to sample because, everything they do here is an official drink or ball or shirt of the PGA of America, but I'm not sure. Ice Pick's the official beverage, obviously, of On the Tee Florida. But they taste it, they sampled it, they liked it. And so at least we're trying to be good ambassadors and spread the word and spread the cheer around the state of Florida.
Well, you're the man. Well, last weekend we talked to a youngster. I feel like we're, what's that show again? Shark Tank. I feel like we're Shark Tank.
Yeah, that's it.
Because last week
we had. We won it last week, didn't we?
Jake Pickett. Golf to you. And this week we got a couple of youngsters, and it's Foreplay, F-O-R-E play. And it's Logan Stanger and Zach Perrin. And I've been talking to these gentlemen, and
sounds like it'll pair up well with the vodka.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? A couple of youngsters, UCF Knights, one's from the St. Pete area. And Cooper, of course, over here is the man that introduced them to Ferg, and he threw the ball my way. And I'm looking forward to hearing about how you guys started this. And
what is it?
Well, they're going to explain it to us.
Yeah, so we're a online retail
golf. Nice and loud, a little closer there, my man.
We're an online retail golf company. We started about 2 years ago, and the whole point of our business was really to start making a niche for the online world and buying golf clubs. So over the last 2 years, out of the college dorm and starting a golf business, we just tried to figure out what is needed in the market as far as what's missing. PGA Superstore, retailer, they have an in-store simulator, all those different things. We wanted to make everything online from now on, a fitting process, everything. So we're slowly doing that.
Do you guys golfers yourself?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Yeah, I'm the whole idea behind it too is to make it more affordable for people like us. Zach actually got me my first set in college. Obviously, I didn't have very much money at the time. I was just getting into golf.
I was in college.
Yeah,
right.
And he actually was able to hook me up with my first set of golf clubs. And that was huge because he fit me into my set, helped me improve my game myself. And I just kind of saw him doing what he was doing, and then he introduced me to it, the whole market and the whole world around golf, and he brought me into it, and I started helping him out, and a year or two later, we decided to go online and scale this idea up from the ground, so.
Well, he's the godfather of analyzing business opportunities. I'm wondering, what makes you guys different than all the other online guys?
I don't know anybody else online who's fitting. I mean, that's a great idea. I mean,
you
have to explain the process of how you fit somebody online, because that's a great idea.
Sure. And nowadays with technology, most fittings are just done with a simulator. And technically, you could have a PGA professional fit you, but it's all about the data. You know, how far am I hitting the ball? What's your spin rate, your smash factor, all these different things that kind of
smash factor.
Yeah. Right. How good do you hit the club fit?
That's where the vodka comes in.
Yeah. I got smashed many times.
I love that.
Yeah, smash. We got to define that. We're sitting, there's a bar about 20 feet away.
We don't have to measure that on Mike. He's already at the top.
Yeah, exactly. And I got a bottle of ice pick right in front of me. So smash factor. I had not heard that one. I thought I'd heard it all.
Anyway, let's get back to how you measure online. This is interesting, John.
Yeah, sure. And so the idea really is to get something such as a system like this where people can hit into a monitor. But the online part of it is, you could send a video in of your swing. We can analyze it with all kinds of different software that break it down. And from that point on, we can kind of give you an idea based on the data points, what it's going to be for you. You know,
great.
You youngsters in analytics these days, everything's analytics, huh? Stats, details.
Very important.
Yeah. I don't know if it's killing baseball, but go ahead.
Exactly. Well, I mean, just look at the golf simulators, how everything's broke down. Club heads, speed. I don't think they've got smash factor on there. But
hey, you know, as a PJ golf professional, I can attest to this. I think it's a wonderful concept here and makes a lot of sense because it's true. It is about the data, but you have to understand the relationship of the data to people's golf games and having the ability to send a video in and take a look at it and get some data. You can get pretty close to fitting people because people will spend money on golf clubs, but you got to do it right. And, you know, a lot of times, too, getting fitted for golf clubs, your age can do it. You know, someone will buy a set of clubs from you now on this online, and 10 years from now, yeah, their body changes. They need different. So what a great – I really love this concept. I think it's going to work.
I do, too. Yeah.
Well, you're getting a little – from two guys that know a lot about starting business, and John Rager, PGA of America teacher professional, that goes a long ways. Now, I'll play devil's advocate. Neither one of you played the game of golf collegiately or high school, right? Not that anyone needs to do that.
I played competitively all the way.
You're not going to be in the radio business, so you don't keep this.
Yeah, right. I played all the way through high school. And just
he's got a face for radio, though.
Yeah. Well, no. There's several in the room that don't that we can put on the big screen. Wait till he gets done editing that. I won't be in one piece of that footage he's been shooting. I can assure you that. So you did play collegiately and in high school. But apparently it doesn't matter. It's how precise your analytics are to fit the people properly, and if they're satisfied, you're set.
Yeah, and golf comes down to the fact that there's so much that goes into it that is so we're just trying to see a different perspective on how to do the club fitting process and more importantly, how to get people use golf clubs instead of new golf clubs because, you know, the average driver nowadays to go buy in a retail store is $600 just for one club. And we want to make it a little bit more affordable for people to buy the pre-owned that's just as good, maybe a year or two older. And also getting the cool stuff in too, you know, wedges that may have been used by a PGA Tour player, putters that have been used by them.
All right, guys, we got to bow our heads for a second here. This is the first casualty up here at the, it's a sad day. It's the first casualty up here at the Full Swing.
John, it's a club head.
It's a club head. I got up here today. I'm gone for 3 days and the club head got snapped.
Looks like there's a little mustard on it.
We've overcome a lot to get this Full Swing launched. We've got
so Mike, whenever you're playing, you're basically saying heads will roll.
Exactly. So you've got a task ahead of you.
Yeah,
you're already working for left-handed clubs.
We'll get a new one for you.
Okay, you got to get this.
I have a serious question here with John. Hey, John, how precise do the measurements have to be? It seems like with golf clubs, they don't have to be that precise. You just have to get within a range. Is that correct?
Well, no. We used to own a golf club company called Razor Golf, and we sold it 10 years ago to Callaway. So the Callaway Razor became the number one brand in golf. So that was our good fortune to do that. And, yes, it's true, you know, you can go in there, but what I really like about this concept here of four-play golf is the fact that use golf clubs, because to get fitted, it's expensive. You know, you want to go down to, it's not the cost of getting fitted, it's like, okay, now we're going to fit you, and you got to buy a $600 driver, and you got to spend $4,000 on a set of golf clubs, and there's plenty of used clubs out there that you can get pretty close to fitting somebody on the secondary market, and you know what that does? That will allow people to have properly fitted clubs and continue playing because price is not a barrier to them anymore. They can afford a fitted set of golf clubs. So I'm really keen on this.
Yeah, I am too. I think it's the same thing.
Well, I am desperate. Hey,
you know what we need to do? Let's get our listeners out there. What's the website for this outfit here? Where do we go to find you online?
How do we find you, man?
What's your website? Put your headphones on so you can hear what he's saying.
We're going to teach you radio at the same time of endorsing you. But John, you're
talking. Oh, my God. Yeah, he doesn't have headphones. Where do we go? We got to find you.
He put them on now. They look good on his lap, but now he's wearing them.
Fantastic.
Go ahead. We'd like to have, what's your website? How do we contact you?
So you can find us on foreplaygolfshop.com.
Okay, Foreplay Golf Shop. Okay.
One more time, louder.
Yep, foreplaygolfshop.com. And then you can also find us on Instagram, foreplaygolf.shop.
And you have, besides the left-handed clubs, I hope you're efforting right now for us. Now we need a driver, and we will never buy new clubs again here at the 19th hole at Ferg's. We hide the condiments, and now we know not to buy. We're learning as we go. Now we know.
We'll replace everything with these guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you know, here's an idea, guys. Here's what we need to do. We need to get Foreplay Golf down to the simulators, and they need to fit us all. We need to figure out what we need down there. We should video that. We should throw it up on our onthetfloridagolf.com website and show our listeners out there how easy this is to do it. I'm at the website right now. Great deal. Man, you can buy some clubs very reasonably here, and pretty excited about this. So we're looking forward to you to come down to our simulators and helping us get fitted and show us how this works.
Yeah, and give the show a commission, yeah.
Yeah, well, give us a piece, and then we'll promote you. We'll do 30-second spots. That's what they do on Shark Tank. How much do we want of the proceeds?
Yeah, we want them to get going. It sounds like a great idea.
Yeah.
It's good for golf, so come on down. John, that's a good idea. Come down, fit everybody, and see how this goes.
One more time, the website.
It is foreplaygolfshop.com.
And the founders?
Logan Stanger to the left of me, and I'm Zach Perrin.
Well, gentlemen, I'm glad you came down. You're going to stick around a little bit?
Yes, we will.
You stick around, and we'll talk about our needs, and you get looking for some used clubs for both simulators. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back, and John and I will talk more a little about the U.S. Open, and then we're going to have Patty Suzette update us on what she's been up to. And I thought maybe you'd be working on a mustard or a condiment type of.
Don't give away my secrets yet.
Okay,
I'm unveiling that next week.
That creativity in some restaurant would be superb.
Well, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to relish the opportunity to hear what that's all about.
Did you hear what John just said?
No.
We're going to relish the opportunity.
Oh, boo.
We'll catch up to you later, John.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back here on the T Florida having a lot of fun from the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios on this U.S. Open Father's Day weekend down at Ferg's. Come on down, play some golf on our simulators. We'll be right back.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
On the tee, our last segment here on this 17th of June, as I'm looking across at, hey, John Rager, it's old home week. Say hello to Oscar Gamer Garner as he blesses us.
Which name is it?
It's Garner. Okay. But they blew the opening when I paid for it, and they said Oscar Garmer, Gamer, John Rager.
I like that name, Gamer.
So
Gamer. Gotta be his nickname.
We gotta get this fixed. I have a brand. I can't claim on Gamer. If I go to court on that, it's not gonna stick.
Say hello to John. He's up there at the Florida Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremonies.
How's it going, John? It's been a
I'm not the enshrinement. That's going to come up in November. But what I am doing right now is we're at the 6th Annual Florida Sports Hall of Fame Celebrity Golf Classic. And it's finally great to see Big O on the air here because it's been a while. And a lot of our listeners out there think that you're just a fictional person. You don't exist. Like, we made you up. So proof is that you are here. And, in fact, you know who just rolled up to the tee here is the Barry Smith Group right here. So Barry Smith's all-star group is here with Andrew Smith and Steve Perry. Formerly a Journey, but I think Journey's playing on the boombox right now. You might hear that boombox in the back. And we also have Harvey Clayton from play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he's here, and they're getting ready to smash their tee shot. So I'm going to pull up a little closer because they don't mind me talking in their backswing, especially with the boombox going on. So I'm going to pull up right here. We're going to watch Andrew Smith. Man's threat, ladies' pet. He's getting ready to tee off here. So keep talking away.
Live from Wanamaker, and of course, Andrew's a heck of a stick in his own right. I know that. I want you to grade Barry's swing today for us. Barry Smith, of course, my unofficial producer of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Just love him dearly. He was enshrined November 2nd into the Florida Sports Hall of Fame as well.
In fact, I got Barry right here. He's going to talk into my microphone here. Barry was enshrined in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame in 2022. Went in there at Raymond James Stadium with an all-star stellar class, including Dexter Jackson, the Super Bowl champion with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, Barry, here you are at the 6th Annual Florida Sports Hall of Fame Celebrity Golf Classic, and how are you playing today? What's going on for you here?
Well, John, let me say one thing. Catching crossing patterns was a hell of a lot easier than hitting that white dimple golf ball. But we're having a great time, and I love playing with my FSU buddies, you know, Harvey Clayton, and certainly my son, who's a Georgia Tech grad, and God bless Steve Perry, Mark Gashmanian. They're out here supporting us day in, day out. Love it.
Well, that's fantastic. I noticed the fly of the golf ball so far, your group are crossing patterns. Left to right. So
yes, indeed.
You're down the left sideline, and all of a sudden you're in the stands on the right-hand side with these golf balls.
It's like Chef's surprise, and the shortest board. But you know what? We're having a great time. We'll just try it. We want to beat that rate. We want to beat the rate.
Well, let's get you back in action, Barry. Thanks, and congratulations again on your enshrinement in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame in 2022.
Thank you, John. Yes.
My favorite Seminole. Go Barry.
Tell Barry Rickard said to hit him straight and keep it in the short grass.
We will do that. In fact, Barry gets to play the senior tee, so he has left the men's tees here, and he's up into the senior tee category.
All right, I want to ask Oscar this. I know we're on the golf side of things, but getting to meet Jimmy Butler, you know, Miami Heat, and of course your world champion Denver Nuggets. Were you a little torn? Were you pulling for Jimmy Buckets?
I love his legacy. I mean, of course, I want to know a guy who won a championship, right? Especially meet him before the championship.
You were reaching out to him.
You know what? I posted this on my Instagram. I tried to FaceTime Jimmy on Instagram like 3 times before the finals.
The NBA playoffs. I can't believe he didn't drop everything.
Jimmy was focused, man.
He was locked in.
I can't believe he didn't drop everything.
I posted a screenshot. I tagged him. I was like, Jimmy, call me back. We got to get you on the show, Jimmy. he didn't respond. We're still waiting on him.
Well, I appreciate the effort, but that was kind of
topical.
Anything
for the content, Mike.
Exactly. So you've got another Michigan State Spartan sitting next to you.
I do. My friend here, Andrew Hendren, graduated from Michigan State just a couple weeks ago.
Bravo. Young man,
Evan Scholar. Anybody who knows a little bit about my story, we're all caddies. We came up on the golf course. Everything we know is golf, and that's kind of how we get to where we are today. He's down here traveling, visiting me for the third time.
Okay, so share a quick Caddyshack type story between you guys. There you are in that elite club up there in Michigan that everybody knows about. You got something just off the wall that happened to you, are kind of unique.
Look at him contemplating. It's not going
to
be quick.
Old. He shouldn't have to think that long. Any story?
Yeah, I guess. Do I have to hold
on? Yeah.
Right up to your lips.
Yeah, I guess the first thing that comes to mind, I just remember getting there early for a loop, and this dude was like, oh, thanks so much for being the first one here, and he gave me $20 extra, so I knew it was going to be a good round, but at least I thought it was going to be a good round. By hole 13, he hits a bad drive out of bounds. And he throws his club so high, and it got stuck in a tree, which is pretty funny.
And that's pretty Caddyshack.
Oh, yeah, that's Caddyshack. I'm sure
caddying for Spalding.
Yeah, exactly. I bet the two of you saw a lot of unique things. But you made some great jack.
I was just telling him, the guys at Oakland Hills are so high maintenance. I'm in a bunker one day, bought a rock about as, I don't know, big as an iPhone. The guy hands it to me. He's like, can you throw this in the trash? He hands me the rock. I just dropped it. Like, what? Oh, I'm not holding that for four holes. Like, what do you want me to do? And then I got to still hold this beer. Like, come on, man.
No, that's not cool. Well, I appreciate you taking time to stop in, and we're going to add you to the wonderful production that Kerry McNally, of course, is putting together, a little promo for On the Tee Florida and our all-star team. The Gamer retired, and now he's doing a podcast. We'll be talking about him in the next show, but thank you for coming down, young man. Congratulations on graduating.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Let's go back out to John Rager, and let's talk U.S. Open. Let's talk who you think on Sunday is going to be hoisting the trophy, and we'll get everybody's opinion here as well, as I know you've been watching a little bit of it. I know Kerry McNally has.
Well, I want to go with my heart on this. I'm a big Ricky Fowler fan, and I'm rooting for Ricky all the way. I don't know if he can hang in there for the final two rounds, because usually that golf course is always something that can happen to you. All of a sudden, you could get a double or triple out of the blue and set you back for the whole tournament. So I'm just going to go with Ricky Fowler right now. He's the fan favorite. I'm going to go with him. That's my number one pick, and I hope that he pans out. Hey, while we still got some time on the air, a couple housekeeping items. Because we're talking about Ice Pick and Sea Dog and all of our sponsors out there and Ferg's, is that if you go to onthetfloridagolf.com, we've got a website there, and it's got all of our sponsors on there. You can link right onto them. And we can't forget Yank and Crank. While Bill Sereau's actually down in the Keys right now fishing, so he might be on a boat listening to the show, so we give some love into Yank and Crank, extreme fine fishing fashion. So with that, I just wanted to put a few plugs in for our sponsors to support us every week. And please go to our website, onthetfloridagolf.com, and you'll be able to link into all of our social media. And now we have Tom Gribben out there, too. And, boy, he's been tagging and tweeting and sending. We're going to go viral here pretty soon with all this.
Well, let's go viral with his pick. Who do you like?
Well, first off, I just want to say John is so famous for going out on a limb, choosing Ricky. I mean, he loves taking risks, especially when the leaderboard's involved.
Take a look. He was 174th in the world, and he's sat on the lead overnight in 36 holes, 12 occasions, only won one. So he is out on a limb. I got my buddy's backup up there. What do you like?
I have to tell you, I've been a Ricky fan, too, from the first day. I hope it's wire to wire for him. It surprised me, though. It did seem he was out of the blue.
I like Ricky Fowler.
You know, and I always love John Rahm, too. And he uses the same putter John does.
And he's a cool cat.
He uses the same putter.
Fowler's, like I said, he's cute. He's consistent. He's a great guy. You want to get on the Ricky Fowler bandwagon?
I mean, I'm all about it. My pick was going to be Happy Gilmore because I know so much about golf. But
well, you know, I'll go with you. I'll go with Happy.
I'll put money on it.
Yeah,
I'll put money. What's the line on Happy?
Yeah. Who are you going with, young man?
I got Rory. I usually fade him. He has not had a big win in the last decade, but I think this is his year. He's playing with a little bit of...
there. It's 9 years.
Almost a decade.
You're right. This is his kind of course, though, the way it's laying out.
Yeah. And on top of that, he's playing with a chip on his shoulder, right? He's a little bit mad about the lift. Not even a little bit.
And he collapsed in the Canadian. You know, he was going for his third consecutive Canadian Open, and he collapsed there. John Rager, I appreciate you taking time today. Of course, we got great news. You and I will be talking about. We're going to launch the golf leagues on Monday nights on the 17th of July, and on the 13th, we're going to have our first 5-7 show up here at the 19th hole clubhouse studios.
Let's go.
And Patty, what do you got going on the rest of the weekend?
So I actually am about to start a new mural. It's going to be for a place called Wonderland, and it's a compilation between Alice in Wonderland and The Wizard of Oz, and I am fairly certain the guy who came up with it was high, but I like it, so I'm really excited for it.
Who gave you that idea?
You got to be high to paint it?
I think he may have suggested that, but I'm not saying anything one way or the other.
Exploring our options here.
You need those creative juices flowing.
He's like, okay, so this is my concept, and I'm like, what are you on right now? I need to know. But I'm excited. But,
and then in the morning, did you call a follow-up that he's still on that same concept?
He gave me money, so now we're good to go. As soon as I get my deposit, I'm fine.
How big is the mural?
So it's going to be North Reddington Beach, and it's going to be three different sides of a building, so not tall. Yeah,
wow, nice.
Substantial.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which building?
So actually, do you know Sporting?
Yeah, absolutely.
So the whole side of that building, like, so they've got one side and it kind of angles around and then all along the side of it. So yeah, I'm going to be doing the other side. They're buying a shop called Wonderland.
Very.
The mural might be bigger than the shop.
But very, very cool. Tom, you're going to be nestled in, staying cool, and watching the U.S. Open. That's my prediction.
Absolutely. Easy weekend. Father's Day, relax.
I know what the Big O is going to be doing. He's going to be entertaining his buddy, and I won't probably want to see you guys around 10 o'clock tonight unless you're calling me for bail money, and I'll be there for you.
Don't worry. The bail money, we put in the savings account months ago. It's set aside.
Well, I like forward thinking.
Financial analyst, so he's thinking wise. All right, John Rager, I will catch up with you on Monday. We'll Kerry McNally, get in here for a couple of last words. You did a superb job all day.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure. And, gentlemen, I'm really proud of you guys. You showed up, and you brought it. It was pretty cool. John, always a pleasure. I look forward to playing with you, SBCC or wherever.
JP Country Club.
Yeah, yeah. Wherever. Let's go. Let's tee it up.
I'll be on the putting
green. They just blew the lightning siren. We are suspending play, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off, and we look forward to talking to everybody next week.
All right, my man.
Stay safe, John.
Stay safe. Get away from that tree. Oh, my gosh. I've never had a radio conversation interrupted by a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to get the hell out of here, basically.
Dropping this mic.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I guess those fronts are coming in, but have you ever been on a course? Or were you guys, during your period, when lightning struck a tree?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Well,
I grew up down here. This is the lightning capital of the world.
World. And people don't believe that in their cavalier.
It happens all the time.
Get off the beach.
We used to get caught out there, and I would stick the club in the air hoping for workers' comp, but that never worked out.
Well, some of the things you've done, I thought maybe it had.
Just hard work, Mike. Just hard work.
Just hard work, young man. All right. Well, so Ricky Fowler. Rory.
Is John Rahm playing?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go with Rahm. He signed my hat once, I got a ride for him.
Oh, so you got a John Rahm signed hat. How cool is that? All right, my man. All right, so it's been a great Father's Day show, and of course, I want to thank everybody that participated. Great little concept for golf. From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard. For John Rager, Kerry McNally, Tom Gribben, Holly Suzette, Zach and Logan, and of course, the Big O, Patty. Patty.
Hi, Mike.
Joe got Padone, into the ice picker.
In the controls. Thanks for listening on the T Florida. Stay tuned to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Hit them straight and keep it in the short grass.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.